Okay, let's start our discussion of Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor for Tavshin Ayin. Again, the main portion of Parshas Emor is the discussion of Parshas HaMoedim, which fits in. Today was Pesach Sheni, not discussed in this week's Parsha. We discussed it last year in Sefer Bamidbar. But start off with a thought, with a story from Parshas Emor, which I mentioned in the Yom HaNaram context in the past. There's a story quoted. It's quoted in Makaras Lel Shabbos Oneg. It's quoted elsewhere as well. Reb Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev, one night, Leil Yom Kippur, the night of Kol Nidre, he comes into the shul, and all the chassidim are there, everybody's ready for davening, he looks like a malach Hashem, he's there waiting for him to go up to the bima, and all of a sudden he starts walking around the shul, and he walks in the back of the shul, and he looks behind the curtains, and he looks this side of the shul, and he goes to the front, and he goes to the back, and he goes this, and he goes that, and he starts looking onto the benches, and he's looking onto the tables, and I'm like, what is the Rebbe doing? It's Kol Nidre, it's getting late, what's going on? And he's looking and looking, and he looks behind the Aron, and he looks on the floor, they don't know what's going on. Reb Levi Yitzchak. And finally, after about 10-15 minutes of looking and searching, Reb Levi Yitzchak goes up to the bima, gives a clap on the bima, and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who is like this Jewish people? There's nobody like the Jewish people. If you give any other nation in the entire world a mitzvah on a weekday especially to eat and to drink, what would they look like at the end of the day? What would be their state of consciousness at the end of the day? They'd be drunk, half of them would be lying on the floor, half of them would be able to get up. What would they do if they have a day of you got to eat and drink today and be merry? And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give one weekday a year to the Jewish people, Midaraisa, to eat, Erev Yom Kippur. And what happens at the end of that day? What state are the Jews in? They're all standing in white. They're all serious. They're all ready for a holy day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I checked under every bench in this shul, and there's not one Jew lying down. There's not one Jew lying behind the curtains. There's nobody there. They all treated this day of Achilu Shasiya, like we learned that from this week's Parsha. If we eat the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. They're all here, ready to serve you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive them. V'nistach L'chol Amcha Beis Yisrael. As always, the Sanegar Shel Klal Yisrael, the defense attorney of Klal Yisrael, through the story on Leil Yom Kippur. Okay, of course, the Parsha starts off, getting now to the beginning. The first section of the Parsha is all about the Kohanim. It's all about the Kohanim, all the special halachas that the Kohanim have, who are the Kohanim are allowed to marry, who are they allowed to become Tamei for. So there is a pasuk that the Torah tells us. You have it in the first source, pasuk Vav. Kedoshim yiyu lelokehem. They shall be holy, right? The Kohanim should be holy to their gods. V'lo yechalalu shem elokehem. And they should not desecrate. They should not be mechalel, the god of their, the name of their god. Ki esishe Hashem lechem elokehem hem akrivim ahayu kodesh. They give the bread of God. They give the karbanos. The question is asked by the Darkei Musar in source number one. Sorech lahavin. I don't understand. What exactly is meant by you shall be holy and you shall not be mechalel? Me'achar she'amar kadoshim t'yiyu, yoser mikol Yisrael, once the command is that you shall be holy, eich amar achar kach, v'lo yechalalu shem elokehem, shehi madrega ha'geruah b'yoser. Hashem says, be holy, and don't be totally disgusting. Isn't there a range in between those two? You can be holy, or you can be a little less than holy. Neutral. You can be parav, you can be okay. And yet, what are the Kohanim commanded to do? Be holy and don't be mechal shem shamayim. What do you mean don't be mechal shem shamayim? Can you do less than holiness, less than kedoshim yiyu, something less than that? What is meant by kedoshim yiyu and v'lo yechalalu? Says the Darkei Musar. V'yefsha lomar. Ki ba'avodas Hashem ein derech mimutza'as. When it comes to avodas Hashem, there's no middle ground. There's no treading water when you're serving God. Oshem mekachim shem shamayim. Either you're being mekadi shem shamayim, you're sanctifying Hashem's name. Ve'im lo mekachim. If I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, if I'm not fulfilling my potential, then oz mechalalim kvod shamayim. If I'm not using the kochos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me to sanctify His name, memela, that's achil Hashem. V'lachein mashira haTorah kedoshim yiyu Kedei shelo sechalu shem elokecha. That's why in this pasuk, be holy, because kohanim, if you're not holy, if you don't act like a mamlechas kohanim within the mamlechas kohanim, so then it's a chil Hashem. V'chein matzinu b'Torah, says the Daki Musar. We even find it, what we're going to say in a few minutes. We're going to say Shema. V'hayim shema tishmu el mitzvosai li'avos Hashem elokeichem. If you listen and you have avos Hashem, ulo avda b'chol avavchem, and you serve Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. What does it say after that? What if we don't do that? He shamru lachem pen yifto avavchem v'sartem v'avatem elohim acherim. Isn't there a difference between going all the way of la'ava, the avdo b'chol avavchem b'chol avshachem, and if we don't do that, v'avatem elohim acherim. Ein derech mimutzas ba'avodas Hashem. Says the Darkei Musar, there's no middle ground. O shemagiyim l'madrega shel la'ava l'avdo b'chol avavchem. Either we reach that level of serving, O sheyardim levesartem vavadtem Elohim acherim. The Yomim Chazal say, based on a pasuk by David HaMelech, Kivan sheha'adam sar min haTorah, miyad nidbak ba'avodazara. It's all or nothing. It's a package deal. As I mentioned in the past, the Bali Musar give the mashal. Rabbi Lef, I heard this from Rabbi Zev Lef. Avodas Hashem, you're going up a down escalator. You're either running up and you're mekadishim shamem because you reached the top, but if not, you reach the bottom. Mechal Hashem Hashem. It's the two extremes. And he doesn't quote it, but really this is exactly the message that Rashi tells us. Where's the Rashi? At the end of last week's Parsha. I didn't give it to you, but the end of last week's Parsha. Rashi says, on the second to last Pasuk, in Kedoshim, V'yisem li Kedoshim ki Kadosh ani Hashem. You will be holy for me, because I am holy. V'avdil eschem min ha'amim lihi osli. I have separated you from the nations to be for me. What does Rashi say? Im atem muvdalim mehem, harei atem shali. If you separate yourselves from them, then you're mine. You're my avdi Hashem, you're special to me. V'yim lav, harei atem shal nevuchanetzar v'chaveirav. If you're not with me, Hashem says, you're with nevuchanetzar. Meaning, it's you got to be all the way. You got to be kedoshim tiyu, because if there's no kedoshim tiyu lelokeyem, so then what fills the vacuum? V'lo yichalalu shem elokeyem. Then it's filled with shem Hashem. It's filled with shem Hashem. That is what the Darkei Musar tells us about the job of the Kohen. Moving, he continues with another point, which I'm not going to do inside with you, but let's continue the parsha. After we have the parsha of the Kohanim, we have a couple of small mitzvahs mentioned, the parsha of Mumin, parsha of the animals that have to be brought, and then we have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, not just as we have been talking about, that the Kohen has to be Mekadeshem Shemayim, but says the Pasuk in Perachah Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'lo sechalalu eshem kachi, v'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Don't desecrate my name, sanctify my name. V'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem Mekadeshchem. So how exactly are we supposed to understand the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? So let's go through one extreme example, and then one more maybe down-to-earth example. Gave you the story in source number 2. It's the tragic story. It's quoted in the Hagdamah to the Kovet Shiurim. Kovet Shiurim of Elchanan Wasserman, one of the greats, was killed in the Holocaust, Rosh Yeshiva Baranovich. So in the Hagdamah to his Sefer that was put out by his sons and by his Talmidim, they quote the last few moments of Rav Elchanan's life. Right? There are a few people in history, or even in our generation, that you just say their first name, you know who they are. Rav Moshe. Rav Yaakov. Right? A few people throughout. Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan merited, not only because Elchanan is not such a common name, but there's only one Rav Elchanan. There's only one Rav Elchanan in the Olam HaYeshivas. So, in source number 2, Maves Hakadoshim Shalavinu Gon Yisrael Hashem Yikom Damo Hayehemshich Yashar Bishalshelas Kiddush Hashem. The death of Rav Elchanan was a continuation of his life. He's lived his life al Kiddush Hashem, and his death was al Kiddush Hashem. The Esek V'Kiyum HaTorah Kol Yimei Chayiv. Every moment of his life was used for Kiddush Hashem. Saros Harosh Tisamerna. The hair on our heads will stand up. An aid that saw the last moments of his life. Rav Ashri, the Chuvis Mimamakim, publicized the last moments What happened? Third line is Dvarav Ha'achronim L'chaveyav Kedoshi Elyon Kishahuvsku Milimudam Miseches Nida. He was in the middle of giving a shiur. They were able to focus in those terrible days on learning. What did they do to keep them sane? Themselves sane. What did they do? Because it was like eating for them. They couldn't live without food. They couldn't live without Torah. Rabbanan was saying shiur. And they came and they stopped him. You don't have to go back to the Gemara for Rabbi Akiva. You could go back 75 years, even less. The words of Rabbi Chanan. V'huvlu l'kadi shem shamayim b'yitzias nishmoseyem. And he was taken out and let out to be m'kadi shem shamayim. Ba'alos halaha me'alam izbeach, like a carbon. B'yom ha'mar v'hanim ar yura alf tamiz heitov shen yura alif. Summer of 1941. Then he quotes the Yiddish. Let's go to the English. Rabbi Chanan diber b'sheket toch menucha nafshis. Rabbi Chanan spoke quietly. P'toch menucha nafshis. He had calmness of spirit. Kitamid, as always. Af kololo ishtane b'me'uma. He never raised his voice. Again, how many times do we raise our voices? This was a moment of Kiddush Hashem. And his voice was calm and he was calm. Areshas panavi bia ritzinus achregila. A seriousness. B'dibura lo hergishu kol nima pratis. Lonis afli parmi b'no Rav Natali. His son was with him. He was talking. And then he starts talking to his Talmidim as they're being led away. To teach us today a lesson. Bimromim machshivim osanu kit tzadikim kanireh. In the heavens it must be that we are tzadikim. We are the perfect carbon, says Rabbi Chanan. It's interesting that right before, I just thought this, right before the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in our parsha is the parsha of a carbon. A carbon has to be perfect. So maybe there's a connection because so many, Rachman al-Islam, throughout our history were perfect carbonos that gave their lives al Kiddush Hashem. Says Rabbi Chanan l'chor were tzadikim. Ki nivcharnu l'chaper begufoseinu al klal Yisrael. We were chosen to bring kapara for the entire Jewish people. Ila zos anu. If this is true, then we merit, says Rabbi Chanan. It must be that we're special. It must be Hashem loves us and wants us to represent the nation. If that's true, says Rabbi Chanan, the amazing, what he's thinking at these moments. Anu tzrichim lashuv l'Hashem b'tshuva shleima u'miyad b'malkam. It must be we have to think pure thoughts in tshuva. Hazman katzar haderech l'mitzar achi. The derech to the place where we're going, the place where they shechted all the kadoshi slabatka and kavna. Krov is very close. Aleinu ladas, and read this line. Each one of us has to read this line. Ki karbonoseinu yale yoser l'ratzon al yidei tshuva va'al yidei kach, and through our giving our lives. Natzil es chayehem shel acheinu v'achyosenu ba'America. We think the Holocaust wasn't on every Jew in the world. Says Rabbi Chanan, we're the karbanos for the Jews in the entire world. That's what we have to think about. Lest anyone think that only certain Jews were in danger. Only certain Jews had the gzeira. Says Rabbi Chanan, we're the karbanos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us as karbanos and others have the kapara for us. On the bottom, I'm sorry, it's cut off a little bit. I'll read you the line, let's cut off. Shelo tale b'rayoneinu eze machsheves psul chas v'shalom. If we're a carbon, we have to make sure to keep our thoughts pure. Shehi kepigel u'posel as a carbon. If we have an improper thought, then we're going to apostle this beautiful carbon that HaKadosh Baruch was taking for kaparas am Yisrael. For anu mekayimim ataz ha-mitzvah hachi gedola, the greatest mitzvah. The Rabbi Akiva said, when am I ever going to be mekayim the mitzvah? But Eish Hitzesov, Eish Ata'asil of Nosa, Ha'esh Ha'yokedas as Gufo Seinu, He Ha'esh Ha'tachzar, V'takam Echadash as Am Yisrael. This fire that's burning, this is the fire that's going to rebuild Am Yisrael also, says Rabbi Chanan. There's a scary picture they quote, as in many of the books, Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Aaron Cutler, when they were both in Europe. Rabbi Chanan, he said, the fires are going out in Europe. Rabbi Aaron Cutler, who made his way to America, who helped the fires continue burning for the next generation, on the other shores. And the story continues in source number 3, that they went up as Shamayim, mitoch divrei Torah, mitoch the Masechta, that they were learning. So when we read the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, every Parshas Emor, we have to remember all the Kedoshim, and Rabbi Chanan is one example, of all the millions of Kedoshim throughout the generations, that fulfilled this mitzvah mamish, begufam uberucham, and to be inspired by their actions. When I was preparing this, one of my Talmidim showed me that in a magazine that he got a few weeks ago, they had a translation of what we just read. So those who want to read it in English, in source number 4, I gave you the Targum of what we just read. But that is one way of Kiddush Hashem. But we hope we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that maybe we can fulfill this mitzvah in a different way. Not having to give an Ikdashi B'Sof B'nei Yisrael. But the Rambam tells us that there's a less extreme way of being able to fulfill this mitzvah. Says the Rambam, after an entire perek, those learning the Daf Yomi now, after the entire perek of the big three averis, what mitzvahs you have to give your life for, which time period do you have to give your life for every mitzvah, after that entire perek, the Rambam has one more halacha. Says the Rambam in source number 5, V'yesh dvarim acherim shehim bechlal chilul Hashem and kiddush Hashem. There are other ways to sanctify Hashem and to Rachman al Islam disgrace. Somebody who was identified as a great person, somebody who's connected to Torah. When people see this person who's identified with Torah, with Orthodox Judaism, and they are maraning after him, and they think badly of him, and he represents Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation in an improper way. Even though they're not averis. I don't look presentable. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if a Talmud Chacham walks out on the street with a stain on their clothing, Hariz Achayiv Misa. Meaning, because if a Talmud Chacham represents Torah, other people look at him and they laugh and they think negatively. Hariz Achilu Es Hashem, says the Rambam. Let's go to the positive, the second wide line. V'cheinim Dikdik Achamim Al Atzmo. V'hayatibur Benachas Mabrios. If somebody who is identified with Torah speaks properly to people. And his das, everybody loves him or her. And there's always a smile, no matter who they meet in their office. It's the Orthodox Jew that walks in and says, "Hi, how are you? Good morning. How's everything?" He never has a bad word. Anybody says something about him, he takes it. He doesn't give it back. He's mechabed them, even the lowly. They see the cleaning lady, and they say hello. Vinosi, vinosi be'amuna, and they're honest. V'lo yarbe ba'arichas amei ha'aretz v'yeshivasan. And they don't just sit and schmooze with amei ha'aretz, and people who aren't having the best conversations. V'lo yiratamid, ela osik batorah, atuf batitzis, muhtar betfilin. To put that in our language, they're always doing positive, constructive activities. V'osa kol ma'isa lofim ishur asadin. If that's what a person spends his life doing, continues the Rambam. Harezek Kiddush Hashem. That's a Kiddush Hashem. We don't have to have a sword to our throat to fulfill the mitzvah of an Ikdashti B'Sof B'nei Yisrael. Throughout our lives, we have the chance every single day, amongst Jews or amongst non-Jews, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. As the Gemara says in Yuma, I didn't give it to you. The Gemara says at the end of Yuma, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, Shehi Shem Shamayim Misahiv Al Yadcha. V'yahavta means not only that you should love God, you should make God loved in the world. It's a beautiful chazal. Shehi Shem Shamayim Misahiv Al Yadcha. It should become love through your actions. That's Kiddush Hashem. There's the Kiddush Hashem of Rav Elchanan that we should be inspired from. And there's the Kiddush Hashem that maybe it's a little easier for us to relate to, the Kiddush Hashem in our lives, be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in all areas. There is a thought on Kiddush Hashem, I think I mentioned it in a different context. I didn't give it to you, but it's worth mentioning again, Parshas Emor. I didn't mention it last Parshas Emor, that I know. And that is a thought from the Maharal. It came up on the Daf Yomi yesterday as well. The Maharal Prague says, at the beginning of his commentary on Pirkei Avos, he asked the question of why the big three? Why Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim? Out of all the Averis, we have some major Averis. Chilul Shabbos. And yet, only those three one has to give one's life for. Gilui Arayos, adultery, Shvichas Damim, murder, and Avodah Zarah. Why those three? Says the Maharal Prague in his commentary, Ki kol ha'averis adotam davar zeh, ki elu gimel averis, him hefich elu gimel dvarim, sheha'olam omeid aleihem. These three averis are the opposites of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And therefore, if I violate these three averis, I'm undermining the pillars of the world. And if I'm undermining the pillars of the world, then Memela, then I'm ruining the world. So I can't violate. I have to give my life. And the Maharal continues. Two out of three are pretty obvious. Avodah Zarah and Avodah. Those two are opposites. And Shvichas Damim, Gemilas Chesed. Murder and kindness. Those two are also opposites. But then the Maharal adds, what's left? Gilui Arayos and Torah. How are those opposite? V'ein davar sha'al yado ha'adam nivdal min ha'chomri rak al yedei ha'torah ha'sichlis. V'ein sarach lazer raya. The most sublime, elevated activity that a Jew could be involved in is Talmud Torah. The most animalistic, mundane, earthly activity that a person could be involved in is Gili Arayis. Opposites. Gili Arayis and Torah. That's why those three, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, those are the big three that V'nigdashi B'nefsoch B'nei Yisrael, we have to give our lives for, because those three hold up the world. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Okay, so now we get into the Parshas HaMoadim. Number of thoughts related to the Parshas HaMoadim. I think everything for the rest of the year. We have five or six ideas, because that's the crux of the Parsha in Perek Chav Gimel. So we start off with a thought, a general thought about the Moadim from Rav Elchanan. Rav Yeruchim. Rav Yeruchim in source number 6. Yeruchim in Das Torah. Moadei Hashem HaShetikro Osa Migroi Kodesh. Gemara Shabbos Darshu Al HaPasik V'haya Emunas Itecha. Itecha Zeh Seder Moed. Itecha, the times, this is the source for Shisha Seder Mishnah, the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Lamed Aleph. The Itim, the times, that's the Moadim. Hine Koteret Kol Moed Hu Hazman. The title of every holiday is time, right? Every holiday comes out at a certain time of year. We might add Shabbos also, because Shabbos is also the first moed mentioned in the Parshas HaMoadim. B'Torasenu HaKadosha Mechil Inyan Azmanim Makom Gadol Ma'od. The Torah spends a lot of time talking about Shabbos, talking about Yontif, not just once. Parshas Re'eh, Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Emor, many times the Torah mentions all of the Moadim. Ki Yadu Aneda, but let us know. Ki inyan hazmanim b'moadim. When we think about the time that the holidays fall out on, v'chein b'mitzvahs, or mitzvah that we have to do at a certain time, einam k'mur golem lachshov. It's not like we generally think. K'uvda kinkara sha'achagahu o ha'mitzvahi nisrachshu ba'isahi. It's not what we usually think. Oh, you know why the 15th of Nisan has a special status? Because that's the day the Jews went out of Egypt. What a coincidence. Because the Jews went out of Egypt today, that's what we celebrate. That's what gives this time a special quality. Or, you know why Shavuos is so special? Why is Vav Sivan special? Because the Jews got the Torah. It happened to be, the Torah could have been given on Dalet Sivan. Right? It could be that Sukkot could have been a week later, but punkt, this is the day that the historical event occurred. That's how we usually look at time. Alkeinanu chogim v'osim zeh la'olam bizmanahu. That's what we always celebrate that day. Srichem Leida says of Yeruchim, there's something much deeper here. Ki sod hazmanim hu. Ki etzem hazman hu mamish chelek b'mitzvah. Lo pachos me atzma shel mitzvah. There's an intrinsic link between the date, the time of the year, and the holiday itself. It's not a coincidence that it fell out. There's something special about this time that made this holiday, that made the events fall out on it. It wasn't just a coincidence. This time was especially mukshar. The potential of this time was so great that Pesach had to happen on this day. Because there's something, a special quality about the time itself. Kumo, Misha'in lo zroa, patr min ha'tefillin. It sounds like a mashal. Somebody who doesn't have an arm, Rachmana l'slan, he doesn't have to wear tefillin. Halo zeh patr mamish. Ki pashinu ki lo ha'tefillin levad him kol kulo shel ha'mitzvah, ki him tefillin nim ha'zroa b'yachad. If you don't have an arm, you can't do the mitzvah. Once you have an arm, the arm is linked to the tefillin, and together you do the mitzvah with your body. That's what time means. A great element of Pesach is Tesvav Nisan. And it's not a historical event, it's the time, every time that time period comes, in every year in history, that special quality is there. No less than it was thousands of years ago. We have to appreciate these days. Kedushas HaShabbos Eina B'mikra B'yam HaShabbos. Oh, Hashem happened to rest on day 7. No. Kilo Haisa Efshar HaShatiyah Zeh Gam B'yom Acher. If he could have created the world in 8 days, a few weeks ago, remember we said, Hashem could have created the world in 2 days, but we can't live like that. Every day is Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. We wouldn't be able to handle that, Rav Nevinzal said. So says Rav Yeruchim, every Shabbos, it's not a coincidence that Hashem rested. No, this day was specially apropos for Hashem to rest. Hasodu ki bo shavas mikol malachto. On that day he had to. Ad kedekach Shabbos B'yantif, he talks about Patim and Atfilin, because it's a special sign. Shabbos itself, just like Tfilin represents a special connection, this day itself, the date itself, we have to realize that there's a special quality to every Shabbos, to every Yantif. It's not just remembering, says Rabbi Chanan, a historical event, it's every time period. And we have to capture that time period. He even quotes Api Chazal, turning over the page, the end of the source, says Rav Yeruchim, Amru Chazal, the Gemara in Pesachim Samaches Mabez, Amru Rabbi Shimon, Bo Re'ei Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, how precious is doing a mitzvah in its proper time. How is that reflected? Shaharei Hector Chalavim Veivarim Upidarim, we know the burning of the fats and limbs of karbanos, Kesherim Kol Halayla. You could do that if you shech the karban on Tuesday, the burning of the fats and the limbs, for the first Mishnah in Shas, Hector Chalavim Veivarim, Mitzvah Zanashi Alam Roshacha. You could do it all night. You could burn the fats and the limbs all night. And yet, if you shech the karban on Shabbos afternoon, let's say a karban tamid, the karbanos that are chovos on Shabbos, when do we do the Hector Chalavim Veivarim? You started on Shabbos. Okay, leftovers after Shabbos. What do you mean? You have a choice. Why don't you wait till after Shabbos? Hector Chalavim Veivarim, you could do it tonight. What do you want Shabbos for? Says the Gemara, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. But this is the time for the mitzvah. And you're not docha the time for the mitzvah. Mechal and Shabbos, like you mean Mechal Shabbos. Hallo roim anu bakan, you see even in halachic terms. Ad kama yisod gadol hu mitzvah b'shaita. How great is doing a mitzvah in its proper time. Kama gedola hashaychus shel mitzvah im shaita. How great, there's a special connection between the mitzvah and its proper time. It's not just happens to be, now's the time I can do this mitzvah. No, the time itself is intrinsically linked. There's potential to that time. And we have to capitalize on it. We have so many yesodos, similar klalim in halacha. Like here, zrizim akdim l'mitzvahs. You have to do it the earliest time. Why? Because there's something about that early time. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. There might be differences between these. But zrizim akdim, ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Mitzvah abal liyotcha tachmisena. Right, a mitzvah that comes to your hand, don't push it off. Shihui mitzvah lo mashahinan. Those are four principles. Rav Asher Weiss has an article where he talks about the differences between the four. But if we put them all together, they're all about the uniqueness of a time, of a mitzvah, of a chag, of a Shabbos. The time itself, not all moments are created equal. Says Rav Yeruchim, just influenced by that Kiddush Hashem story, I guess. Says Rav Yeruchim that we have to realize that as we start learning about the Parshas HaMoadim, Perek Chaf Gimel of Sefer VaYikra, we have to realize it's the moments themselves. And then it was the historical events that connected to those moments. Continuing right along. If you look at the beginning of the Parsha, Parshas HaMoadim, so as I alluded to before, Shabbos is at the beginning. Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Limar, reading the Psukim, Daber B'nei Yisrael V'Martal Lehem, speak to the Jews, Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Migrei Kodesh, these are the Moadim, Elehem Moadai, here they are. Sheishas Yamim Te'asem Malacha, Uvayam HaShvi'i Shabbos Shabbason. Right, some think that only Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbason. Shabbos is also called Shabbos Shabbason. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are called Shabbos Shabbason. So 6 days you should work, and on the seventh day, Shabbos Shabbason, Kol Malacha Lo Sa'asun. So Shabbos is mentioned. Then there's a reintroduction. Eila Moadei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh, Asher Tikru Osam Moadam. Shabbos is linked, but it's also different. So the Torah gives it a separate introduction. And then it goes through Pesach and Shavuos, and it goes through all of the holidays. Says Rashi, Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Gimel. Ma inyan Shabbos Yisrael Moados. Why is Shabbos mentioned here? Is it a Moed? What's the connection between Shabbos and Yontif? Shabbos had its due. There are six other places. Shabbos is mentioned 7 times in the Torah, right? For one each day of the week. So Shabbos gets plenty of press. You have to mention it here again. Parshas HaMoadim. So says Rashi. Lulamedcha shekol machalal es haMoados ma'alin alav ki'ilu chilal es haShabbosos. If I violate the Moados, if I violate Yontif, it's as if I'm violating Shabbos. Even though you would think Shabbos is your skila, Shabbos is much more chomer. No, if you're mechala Yontif, it's as if you're mechala Shabbos. The kala makayim es haMoados, but if I am a kayim Yontif, ma'alin alav ki'ilu kiyem es haShabbosos, and ma'alin alav as if I was mekayim the Shabbosos. But I just forgot to mention. I'm sorry. Going back 1 minute. Even the word moed means time. Moed. Right? Moed means that even that we call the Yom Tovim the times. Just emphasizes the point from before. I'm sorry. Okay, back to this. So Rashi says, Yontif and Shabbos. There's a link. Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Yontif, Mechal Shabbos. Mekayim Yontif, Mekayim Shabbos. Why is that? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Source number 8. Line 6. Nireh bebir hadvarim. What is the connection? Deshabbos hari tachlis ha'emuna bebriyas ha'olam. Shabbos reminds us of Briyas ha'olam. Hashem created the world many years ago. Umitam ze ha'machalo ha'shabbos chas v'shalom ki l'kofer ma'isa b'reishas. That's why we know if somebody's machalo Shabbos, they're denying the Creator. They're considered a mumar. They're considered a heretic. V'hamoados, the yamim tovim, are different. Hu ha'emuna sha'ashem yisbarach maniges olam kula ba'atzma. Yantif is that Hashem is the constant mashgiach. Yantif, Hashem took the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Hashem gave the Jews the Torah. Hashem continuously involves himself in his nation, in nation building and nation continuing. That's what Yantif's about. And Hashem breaks the natural realm to save his nation. He'll split the sea, he'll bring down bread from heaven. When we had to get redeemed, he took us out. The hechzik osanu tachazan in the covenant, he put us under the clouds, kashalachan of a midbar, 40 years in the desert. Vidasalan Torah mitzvahs, then he had a fire come down from our Sinai. That's what Yantif reminds us of. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly involved, the Mashgiach. So what is the Torah telling us here? What is Chazal telling us? Shabbos is about Briyas HaOlam. Yantif is about Hashgachas Hashem al HaOlam. Creation and constant control and involvement. Say Chazal in this Maimar, can't go halfway in Emunah. The Amr Torah, Shoha Emunah Bachatzi Davar Eino Klum. If I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only in charge of half and responsible for half of those beliefs, it's like I believe in zero. Kigon, Sheimamin Shashem Yisbarach Bares HaOlam. If somebody believes that Hashem created the world, Avol Yitta Lomar Shanagas Olam Masar Biyad Acherim. But you know, God created the world, but he's a busy being. He's got a lot of other things to do. So he left. If I believe that, Afilu biad malachim, even if I say he left and he gave it to angels, but he left. V'sari ma'ala v'teva kavua, hu ke'eno mamin b'habriya, says Moshe, you might as well not believe in creation. It's worthless. Shem tum to'alas b'munuzu. What kind of belief? Hashem created the world and he left, so what purpose was there to creation? Sha'arei l'akivam shalafit to'uso, hanhagas ola bo'etzel acherim, harei ein sorach lishmar Torah Hashem yisbarach. What's the purpose of living a Torah life? Because Baruch was not here anymore. Elamashem mevadin kofrim mekozvim. It's like what the kofrim believe. V'lachein, that is why, if somebody is mechalel the moados, what does that mean? If they're mechalel, and I deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world, the constant involvement in the world, which is what moed symbolizes, ki'ilu chilel asa shabbasas. As if he was mechalel Hashem Shemayim, because his belief in Briyas Hashem, Briyas HaOlam, Ayde Hashem, is meaningless. Doesn't help. And even the other way. V'yim yamin shehashem yisparach maniga olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in control, of course. Ela sheyita lomar shelo bira'ohu, but if Chas v'Shalom thinks that God didn't create the world, ela acherim o shenivra kamizman kodem, the world has always been around. Hu ke'enu mamin gam b'hanagaso. Says Rav Moshe, it works the other way too. Lachei nomar Shabbos yitzal moados mebnei b'shem shetluyin kalikari ha'amuna zebazeh. They're connected to each other. Briyas Hashem and Hanhagas Hashem. We mentioned last year, I think, Parshas Bo, the Ramban lists off all the kofrim at the end of Parshas Bo. Some people believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and then left. Some people believe that he still created the world and he's still involved, but he doesn't have all power. Some believe he didn't do anything. And that's why all the makas go through one by one, knocking out each of these beliefs. There are different types of heretics. Says Rav Moshe, all the types of heretics are all the same. If you don't believe in everything, you believe in nothing. Machalel this, you're considered being machalel that. That's why Shabbos is mentioned, Eitzel the Moados. Let's talk a little bit about a couple of these moados. So first Shabbos, another thought about Shabbos. Thought a fascinating story about the Sachet Shavu Rebbe, the Egel Tal. Source number 9 is quoted. Binyan Tosefes Shabbos Shamati. We know there's a concept of mitzvah called Tosefes Shabbos, right? Adding on to Shabbos. Before Shabbos, after Shabbos, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to add on 18 minutes before Shabbos, 20 minutes, the Mishnah Berurah says, whatever the case may be, and then after Shabbos we add on, it's a mitzvah. Mystery in Halacha, the Rambam does not quote Tosefes Shabbos in Hilchos Shabbos. It's a mystery, not for now. But that's the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah d'oraisa or is the mitzvah d'rabbanan? It's a machlokas. The Gemara quotes a pasuk it's based on. Pasuk in this week's parsha. But there's a story. There's a story that's told over. Shehagon Rav Avraham Yisachar Tshava Yalduso, when the Yisachar Tshava Rebbe was very young. Kfar Haya Nechshav Le'ilui. He was already known. He was already known as an Ilui when he was very young. Holach Pamim Aviv Lebeis HaChasidim L'Siyam Masechah Shabbos. His father took him one time to shul. Oh, somebody's making a Siyam on Masechah Shabbos. Come along. So fine. The little Yisachar Tshava went along. Amr Lo, and then he came in and like, oh, here's the Ilui kid. Right, what do you do with an Ilui kid? You test him. What else do you do with an Ilui kid, right? So you always want to show, like, oh, he's really an Ilui? I'll ask him something. I got trivia nobody can answer, right? So if they bring in the Ilui kid, and they say to him, Shim Yagad Hadra Mineyu Bey, if you tell us a Hadra, if you speak now and tell us a great Vart, connected to a Siyam on Masechah Shabbos, we'll give you a drink. Yachpadei Abamashka. Right? I don't know what kind of drink a little kid is going to take. It all started young then. Right? Well, we'll give you a present. You give us a Siyam. Without blinking an eye. Amai b'yomer, he got up. B'yomai Shabbos, he's chafdal at shos. It's 24 hours in every Shabbos day. U'kenegdon b'mesecha Shabbos, chafdal at prakim. Does anyone who's ever learned Shabbos before, they know there are 24 prakim in mesecha Shabbos. Longest mesecht in Seder Moed. That's why it's the first in Seder Moed. Right? In each Seder of Mishnayis, the longest mesechtas are first. That's what the order is. And then it gets shorter. Right? In Baba Kama, there was really one mesechta. That's why it's 30. Baba, that Sanhedrin is 11. Right, that's why it's not 10, 10, 10, and then 11. Still works. Those three are one. Right? It gets reviewed on us, you knew. You gotta conquer the big ones first. If you save them to the end, you're never gonna finish. At the end, you got the little ones. Three prakim, four prakim, wonderful. He was a great, great teacher. He knew how to structure his Seder Mishnayis. So, Shabbos has 24 prakim. Each one can get another hour of Shabbos. Ulech Ora Kasha. Ask the Sachat Shavar 1 minute. Hare Yesh Tosefesh Shabbos. Vayat Sarach Lios Yosemi Chavdalat prakim. There's a Tosefesh Shabbos mitzvah. There's got to be. Why isn't there more than 24 prakim? Tosefesh Shabbos. I know what it must be. It must be Tosefesh Shabbos is only a rabbinic mitzvah. Must be it's only Darabanan. So the Nazi was worried about the Doraisas. Tosefesh Shabbos love Doraisa. How do I see that? What's the last parak of Masechah Shabbos? Those who've learned it. Parak Achron de Shabbos, who parak Mishehichshich lo baderech. The first, it's called parak Mishehichshich. What does it mean for the word Choshech? It's talking about somebody who's coming in from the desert. He's walking into a city. It's almost Shabbos. The sun's going down and he has his wallet. What does he do with his wallet? So what does it say? You could give your wallet to a guy. Give your wallet to a guy. Why do you allow to give your wallet to a guy? It's going to be Shabbos. Because, the Mefarshim explained, because Tosefesh Shabbos is only Midrabanan, according to that Shita. So therefore, Amir La'akum, during the time of Tosefesh Shabbos, someone's going to do something malacha for you. That's okay. So what's the basis of the last perek of Shabbos? The perek is Misha Hechshich? Is that Tosefesh Shabbos is only Derabanan? That's the basis for that halacha. So in the last perek of Shabbos, perek Misha Hechshich, that basically tells us, because Tosefesh Shabbos is Derabanan, says the Sachat Shavar, let me say the Hadron. Hadron Alach Perek Misha Hechshich. We finish, Mesech the Shabbos finishes with this perek. Why? Mikan Muchach. Because this reflects that Tosefesh Shabbos is only Derabanan. If that's true, Slika LeMesecha Shabbos. So Shabbos is over because there must only be 24 prakim. Ki lu haisa Tosefesh Shabbos bin HaTorah. If this wouldn't be true, this halacha wouldn't be true, and Tosefesh Shabbos would be daraisa, then we wouldn't be saying Slika Lach Meseches Shabbos at this point. Hayetzorach li'os Meseches Shabbos ochnei prakim. Tosefesh Shabbos lefana Tosefesh Shabbos le'acharav. So that's why Mishehech Shech ends it. 24 prakim, this is the siyum. So l'chora, they gave him a drink. L'chora, they gave him a drink, but that's 24 hours of Shabbos, 24 prakim of Masechta Shabbos. That's the Sachat Shavar Rebbe. Continuing, one more thought. Sorry, there's a couple of thoughts related to Shabbos, and then we'll get to Shavuos in a minute. I had a Svarno here. Source, we're going a little out of order. I'm sorry. Let's go to the Svarno in Source 12. Svarno tells us, Perachav Gimel Pasa Gimel. The Torah says, Shabbos Yil Hashem B'chol Mosh Voseichem. Shabbos in all of your places. B'chol Mosh Voseichem. Svarno was bothered by a simple question. B'chol Mosh Voseichem? What does that usually mean? Wherever a Jew is in the world, he has to keep this mitzvah. We find by a number of mitzvahs in the Torah, that phrase used, wherever a Jew lives, B'chol Mosh Voseichem, by mitzvahs that you might have thought relates to one certain place. And the Torah is going out of its way to say, no, no, it applies everywhere. B'chol Mosh Voseichem. Maybe certain mitzvahs that look like they should be tali on Eretz Yisrael, right? So it has to say b'chol moshe v'seichem, right? Maybe the mitzvah of chadash, right? Other certain cases. So why by Shabbos? Well, does the havamina that Shabbos only applies to some places and not to other places? So what does it mean Shabbos b'chol moshe v'seichem? Says the Svarno, Shabbos hi l'Hashem, source 12. Hu hayotzer or uvarei choshech, Hashem who created light and darkness. Koveya osam b'chol moshe v'seichem. He set Shabbos in all of your moshavos. What does that mean? Af api shetishtanet tchilas hayom b'halayla, kefi hishtanes ha'orech b'galilos mischalfos. Shabbos is different times depending where you are in the world. Shabbos was created by Hashem. But says the Svarno, even though Shabbos starts here at one time, and starts there at another time, and starts here, and this side of the globe, and that side of the globe, says the Svarno, it doesn't matter. B'chol moshe v'seichem, in each place where you are, you figure out Shabbos. Starting and ending is at the same exact time. V'im zeh ha'isa Shabbos ha'rishona mishu eres k'v'eza orech miyuchad behechrich. Even though whatever time of year the first Shabbos was, that was whatever it was at a certain moment, 8 p.m. to 8 p.m., mikol makom tia tchilas haShabbos v'sofa bekol ekon me'aglilos v'yoshvav kefi haschalas hayom v'halayla b'galil ahu. 24-hour period, wherever you are in the world, whatever season you are in the world. That's the Chiddush, says the Sfarno, of B'chol Moshe V'Seichem. Shabbos exists everywhere. It's not limited to starting at the same time and ending at the same time. Wherever you are, it starts and it finishes. This Sfarno is taken by some in the discussion of, let's say you're in a place where there's no nighttime. It's a big discussion. Let's say you're in the Arctic, somewhere in the northern places where it's light for a couple of months. Or it's dark for a couple of months. How do you keep Shabbos? So this Sfarno was one of the sources quoted, trying to figure out exactly when it is. So it says, Tchilos Hayom V'Sof Hayom. That's B'chol Moshe V'Seichem. You have Shabbos here. You have Shabbos there. You have Shabbos there. Expanding upon this, says Rav Sternbach, what does this mean, B'chol Moshe V'Seichem? Hashem is just explaining it so we could understand it. Because from his point of view, it doesn't really have shaychus to say there's different times. V'hine yesh b'zeh sod gadol, says the Tam Vadas. Ki b'shamayim lo tischalek ha'havaya l'zman. There's no real separation of time in heaven. V'hazman abriya hu shenivra im yitziras olam hazeh. God created time. Right? On day 4 of creation, he created the luminaries, the sun and the moon and the stars. What happened before that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside of time. Shamayim is outside of time. Ukamosha Pirusha Beinu Agra. Like the Gra says, Bereshis Bara, Hainu Shebara Reshis. Hashem created the beginning of time. Ki Tchilas Visof. A beginning and an end. Davar HaNigzarim Mimitzias Hazman. To say that the beginning of an end is only by finite ideas in our world. The Ein Ze Ela Musa Gashmi. Shenivra Lahaster Lanu Mahalechayinu. Amuktav HaMuchar. We as human beings need time to live in. We need a beginning. We need a beginning of the day and the end of the day. We need to function in time because we are finite beings. Avol mitzias ha'havaya, lo yishla bo hazman. But really, inherently, existence does not function under time. V'lo shayach bo mukdam u'muuchar. There's no early and late. So says the Svarno, 24-hour periods. What do you mean? Today it's earlier, next week is later. If I travel, it'll be at a different time. It's only a different time from our vantage point. Because we live in a world that has to be governed by time. B'chol moshe v'seichem, and your moshavos, your earthly moshavos, you need to know this. Shabbos here and Shabbos there. Mitzad Hashem, mitzad heavens, says Rav Sternbach, this doesn't have to be the case. Shabbos is Shabbos. Whatever that means. Outside the realm of time. Okay, 2 more thoughts. A little more down to earth. Says the Meshech Chachma. Perech Chav Gimel Pasuk Yud. Always good to get back to a Meshech Chachma. Chav Gimel Yud. The Torah tells us in the second of the Moadim, first Moed is Pesach, then the Pasuk tells us, Daber al-Bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, ki savo el aretz asher ani nosein lachem, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, uksartem es ketzira, you shall cut the first grains that grow, v'havesem es omer, reishes ketzirchem el ha-kohen. You'll bring the carbon to Omer on the second day of Pesach, which is what allows us to eat from the new grains, you'll bring the carbon to Omer. The hain of his Omer, excuse me, and you'll wave the Omer, etc. The mitzvah of carbon to Omer. Says the Meshech Chachma. Ha'inyan moreh. Let me explain what this mitzvah is about and what framework this mitzvah is part of. Ki ratzon Hashem yisbarach. Hashem wants, look at his language here, shelo yisgashmu b'nei Yisrael ba'avodas hakarka. We shouldn't get lost in the gashmius when we work our lands, when we become farmers. But Yisrael, we're going into Eretz Yisrael. We shouldn't be mitgashem. Shouldn't get too much into the gashmius. And therefore, v'nasan lahem habore mitzvos harbe b'chol poel b'chol mitzad. Hashem gives a farmer, and really we'll expand this to any worker, but he gives a farmer mitzvahs to do at every stage of the farming process. Every stage, you got mitzvahs to do. Liyach, why? Every stage is a mitzvah. Liyachid kol inyani b'nei adam el Hashem yisbarach. Every stage, l'shem shamayim. Every stage, sanctified. Lios kol apolim achomriyim, so that all of our physical, mundane activities could be raised. Lidrachim mi'irim, to enlightened ways. Umazhirim, shining. Lahagia bohen l'shlemes ho'amiti u'lizkarves b'Hashem yisbarach. They're all opportunities to get close to Hashem. Kasha dibarti b'Parshas Kedoshim, like I explained in the Parshas Kedoshim. So says the Meshech Chachma. Tchilas Aksira, the beginning, the first item that's allowed to be consumed of the new grain every single year, Karban Omer, bring it to Kadosh Baruch. First thing, Tchilas Katsira. Tzira l'havi Omer v'shtei alechem l'Hashem. Omer on from the barley on the second day of Pesach. Shtei alechem at Shavuos from the wheat. V'ozi v'atru b'achilas chadash. That's at the beginning. V'chein b'sof ha'ksira, lo sechale, right? Sof ketzira, what do we, at the end of the cutting, gotta leave peya, you gotta leave shechla, you got whatever, as I'm chopping it. Rak litin la'ani, u'bitsof ha'ksira, while I'm cutting it, lo selaket. Something falls down, leave it. Before I start, after I finish, right, while I'm doing it, haklal. Racious, the emtsa, the sof haktzira, beginning, middle, and end of the harvesting, kodesh heim Hashem. Our lives are sanctified. The kodesh heim le'inyanim, and they're holy, asher bohem yushrash hachemla v'hachesed, to teach us lessons, compassion, kindness. Asher hein hein hamagios es ha-yisraeli, that will bring a Jew la'osher ha-shleimus u'la'hatachles ha-nirtza, la'lokim yis'ala. That is what brings us closer to Hashem. L'chein siyem ya-parsha. That's why, at the end of this parsha, a question that's asked by many, Uva kutzrechem, ava bishakaz of nechla b'varjus kedoshim, leket shecha, some of the mitzvahs, kutzrechem, eskisir ha-atzrechem, osacha la-pasotcha b'kutzrecha, we already said it last week's parsha. Why is it repeated here? Because here we're going through the cycle. The beginning of the Omer, the end is repeated. La'orer levavenu lemuskal hazeh. To teach us that throughout the entire stages of our parnasa, farming, it's all l'shem shamayim. And there are mitzvahs along the way. I think we could extend that, because I don't think most of us out there are farmers. Maybe there's some farmer out there that's listening to this year. But most of us, I think, aren't in the farming business anymore. But this could apply to any profession that one is in. Every stage of every deal that we're about to do, every stage of every patient that we're about to see, every client that we're about to sit down with, whatever it is, there are halachas and there are mitzvahs. Says Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, famous question, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, ask Tosfos v'im Tomar, ask Tosis, why is it that every time we walk into a sukkah, we have to say a separate bracha of Leishi Basukkah? Every time, if we would put on tefillin three times a day, we'd say a separate bracha on tefillin. Birchas HaTorah, once in the morning, and that's it. That's it. Bach Rabbanu Mikol Amin, that's it. Right? I don't learn for 4 hours. No new bracha. Why not? Says Tosfos, his answer, V'yesh lomar d'shayni Torah. Torah is different. She'eno miya'ish daito. Torah really never leaves my mind. The kosha'a adam mechuyav lilmod. Because really everybody has a chiyav to learn always. The chsiv v'gisa b'yom of alayla. The part that says in Yoshua. V'havi kamo yoshiv kol ha'yom below hefsek. Because we have a constant obligation, Torah is always in the back of our minds. Eino miya'ish daito. Rav Soloveitchik gave a mashal to explain this. He says that, imagine, children are home with their mother. So at that moment, Rav Soloveitchik called it acute awareness. The mother sees the children there. She is aware of her children. What happens if the kids go to school? What happens if the kids take a trip? What happens then? The kids aren't home, but the kids are in the back of the mother's mind. There's what Rav Soloveitchik called latent awareness. It's in the back. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's Pshat of Tosfos. Torah is always in the back of our minds. And that's when he said the Pshat is of a Hadron. Hadron Allah! We'll come back to you, Masech is blank. We're making that Masechta from acute awareness to latent awareness. Now it's in the back of our minds. That's Tosfos' answer to the question. The Torah is always on our minds. But there are other answers given. Why do you only have to say Berachos HaTorah in the morning once? Mefarshim on the rush in the back. One of the Mefarshim suggests, because at every second of our life throughout our day, there are mitzvahs to fulfill and halachas to fulfill. And what do you mean? There's never a break. If I'm in a meeting, there are halachas to fulfill. If I'm eating lunch, there are halachas to fulfill. That's the Meshech Chachma. Throughout our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to be Mekadish our lives in whatever parnasa, in whatever recreation, whatever it is. We have the chance, right, to be, not to be mitgashem ba'avodas karka. And that we have to make sure we use the opportunities and use it in that context. Okay, just to end off with a Klei Yakar. Klei Yakar in source number 14. As we know, Torah tells us on Shavuos, we bring a special carbon. Right, we just read about the carbon of Omer, which is a special carbon on the second day of Pesach. On Shavuos, the Torah continues and says that we bring from the Mincha Chadasha what's called the Shtei HaLechem. The Klei Yakar points out and says something that many say, but we'll say it from the Klei Yakar. Simein Liyom Matan. Oh, let's skip that for a second. Let's skip the first two lines. Umashalo Niskar B'Torah B'Feirish Ki Yom Zeh Matan Torah. Says the Klei Yakar, as many of the Bali Musar point out, nowhere in the Torah does it say that we receive the Torah on Shavuos. It says 50 days after Pesach, have a celebration, have a Yontif, and bring this Karban. That's all it says. It doesn't say it was day of Kabbalah Satorah. V'chemo Niskar B'Torah B'Feirish Ki Rosh Hashanah Hu Yom Hadin. Also, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. All it says is, on the first day of Tishrei, it should be a Yom Teruah, bring special karbanos. Wonderful! Does it say anything about, besides the mitzvah of blowing shofar? No, it doesn't say it's a Yom Adin, we're judged, we're scared. It says Yom Teruah Yelachem. Those are the 2 days. Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. The main nature of those days in our minds are left out of Torah Shebichsav. V'hatam Shneim Echadhu. The reason for both is the same. Kamosha Kasavti, as I wrote in my Sefer Ololos Ephraim, Sha'al Matan Torah lo ratza Hashem ha'agbal yom yadua. Hashem doesn't want to say, today you received the Torah, as if tomorrow is not a day of Kabbalah Satorah. Lefi shetzarech ha'adam sheyehido melo b'chol yom v'yom b'chol yomos hashana. Ki ilu ba'osa yom kilo me'ar Sinai. So that everyone thinks to themselves, it's as if I got it today. Right, the first day of anything, we're excited. The first day of a job, the first day of anything. We're so excited for it. Chazal even say the Torah is compared to a mother nursing her child. The milk that comes out from a mother. Every time a child nurses, it tastes new. It tastes new. That's Torah. There's always something new. There's always something new. Every single day. The Zohar says that when our neshama yaseira goes back to Shemayim, after Shabbos, the first question we're asked is, oh, tell me a chiddush. Tell me what you were mechadish over Shabbos. Because every day we're mechadish something. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Zohar. The Mishnah Berurah says, and if you don't really have the power of chiddush, at least learn something new. And then you can be mechayim the Zohar. So everything is new. So that's why it can't be that yesterday was Kabbalah Satorah, not today. If anybody's speaking at a Simcha de Shabbos, and these types of people are people that are Makabal Torah every day, you could go with it. The Alkane, Din Hu Sheyedom Elav B'chol Yom Kilo Ayom Kilo Me'ar Sinai. That's why the Torah doesn't want to give a date for Kabbalah Satorah, because every day is Kabbalah Satorah. And then obviously he says, it's the same with Yom Hadin. Oh, I got 3 months till the court date. I got 4 months, I'm okay, I'll start worrying about it yet. The day of judgment is a long day away. Only once it starts getting closer do we feel it. And that every day. V'zeh atam gamkein halim yom adin shel Rosh Hashanah. I'm on the bottom now. Kedei shelo yelech adam b'shrivis libo. A person doesn't go. V'yisagal avonos kol yom hashanah. V'yachshol v'sagim ma'isav. Oh, come on, I have Elul. V'yosef karav li yom Hashem asher bo yeshev akisei din. Every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down. Every night our neshama goes back to Shemayim and gives a din v'cheshbon of the day. Kadosh Baruch Hu cleanses us, like Yom Kippur, every night. Neshama shenasata b'tahorahi. Thank you for cleaning it out, giving us a new neshama. We feel refreshed in the morning. Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a new day, a birya chadasha. Every day is Yom HaDin. Every day is Matan Torah. Towards the end of his life, Rav Avigdor Miller, they say, I read this somewhere, that he stopped going to so many public functions as he was getting older. He still went to all the simchas. He stopped going to some of the public functions. They asked him, Rebbe, what's going on? He said, I'm studying for finals. I'm studying for my finals. He was a person. Kol Yom was Yom HaDin. It was the divine finals. Right? Every day was Yom HaDin. We have to make sure that we, as we go through our lives, middle of Svira, where we're in the holiday mode now, Pesach, Shavuos, the Ramban says we're in this period of Chol HaMoed now, from Pesach to Shavuos, right, only a couple of days till we get to Lag BaOmer. So we have to realize that this is a time period of growth, a time period of preparation of Kabbalah HaTorah, and every day is Kabbalah HaTorah, and every day is Yom HaDin.